listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's beautiful Northwest Side. And co-hosting.
It's nice to be here. It's been
you
a while since we've
in
worked
too
together.
Early. It's been a while.
I've been happy for that. Jim promised us donuts this morning, and I don't see any donuts around here. So.
Jim, the donuts, where are they? Michael?
Gone before we got here.
Aiden before we even started. And co-host Wayne Madjar is Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University in Chicago. And you have a big event
Wayne. And a big night tonight. Bishop Prock and I were just talking about it before the show began. Francis Cardinal George will be getting the Sword of Loyola tonight, which is the highest honor that the university bestows. It's an event that's been going on. Actually, it's one of the longest standing events in the history of Chicago, over 55 years now.
Wow.
And the Cardinal will get the sword tonight at the Hilton and Towers at an event at 7 o'clock.
And you have been the MC for about 55 years?
About half that time, actually.
About half that time, which is very good. You're the voice of Loyola.
For the greater glory of God, I do that job.
Getting a little bronchial condition, so if you get me laughing, I'll have to keep going to breaks here on Catholic Community of Faith. Also, you know, keep in prayer, 13 years ago today, the late Joseph Cardinal Bernardin was buried from Holy Name Cathedral. It was November 20th. 1996. Right. So 13 years have gone by, and there'll be a special mass to remember the late Cardinal, 1210 at Holy Name Cathedral. And we have a very special program lined up for today. It's the annual parish collection for the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. It takes place this week in all the parishes. Today's program will highlight some of the excellent work being done by the community-based organizations that are funded in part by CCHD. And we have with us, we have a full house today in studio, Ray Flores, the CCHD director for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And we also have with us in studio Bishop Thomas Papraki. I know Bishop Tom extremely well. We were 1 year apart in the seminary. I was ordained in 79 and the bishop in class of 78. And Bishop Papraki
really,
ordained.
So much, he looks so much younger than you do.
I was waiting for you to say that. Yeah, what took you so long there, Wayne? And but also a great, great hockey play. I have to admit, all the years we played floor hockey, I have never scored a goal against Bishop Papraki. I hit the crossbar once, and about the closest I came to it. Mm. And a great goalie. And
we'll do a shootout one of these days.
One of these days, and I think I'll lose that one too. Also with us in studio, Ed Grossman, the executive director of Chicago Legal Clinic, and also with Bishop Papraki, who's with the Chicago Legal Clinic, and we'll talk about the needed legal resources in low-income communities. And Veronica Avila with the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Chicago. And Veronica will share how her organization helps empower workers in one of the toughest industries to work in. Welcome to all our guests this morning on Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Father Greg, morning, Wayne.
Good
morning,
and
everybody.
Now, Ray, you are the new director of CCHD. You've been in the position for how long?
3.5 months.
3.5 months, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Elena Segura who was the previous director for a good number of years.
That's correct. 10 years, I understand.
For 10 years. Well, as a way to kind of get the program launched, Ray, give us a little history of CCHD. It's a Catholic Campaign for Human Development going back to 1970. And who began it, and how, and why?
Well, basically, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development was started at a very turbulent time in America. I guess the civil rights movement had just ended. Feminist movement, it was right before Roe versus Wade. And people were very social justice-minded. There was a lot of people waking up against a lot of oppression and injustices. And they started it, meaning the bishop started it as a way, I believe it was Bishop Dempsey, as a way to address and organize people to fight injustices, to empower people through the church. The church had done enough direct service charitable work. But there was also a call for people to basically fight for their own rights.
So you are really a way for the Catholic population to come together and support a broad array of agencies that advance the agenda and the mission of CCHD. Give us an idea of the kind of the scope of organizations that you fund as part of your work.
Traditionally, we have funded community organizing, which could basically mean anything. It's a way to do things. And economic development. I like that one because that's a measurable, tangible thing. We are trying to redefine what poverty means to Catholics in Chicago, CCHD, and we're expanding the types of programs that were traditionally not eligible for funding, and that's the Chicago Legal Clinic being one of them. And you'll be surprised. I think people will be surprised to see some of the organizations that we will be funding with this year's collection next year.
Now, Ray, for just a moment, this year has been steeped in some controversy. Exactly what is going on and what's been the problem?
I think our producer here put it in the best way, that there were some bad apples in the sense that organizations that we had funded in the past had involved themselves in some social agendas that contradicted Catholic moral and social teaching. And we just have to be better at screening these things out. I think we'll be learning this lesson very well, and I can guarantee you that in Chicago and the national, we will be screening and vetting candidates for funding much, much closer.
And there's great need, and that need's just going to get bigger going forward, especially with tough economic times, right?
Absolutely.
But our listeners also need to know that the quote, the bad apples, the funding has been terminated.
That's correct. Yes, it has. And the one we're still doing, we're asking every organization currently funded to provide us a written response to some of the allegations that have been brought up by some groups that are basically spreading a lot of information on the internet, or should I say misinformation as well.
And then Bishop Tom Perpocky, the founder of the Chicago Legal Clinic back in 1981, when you think about it, Bishop Tom, for you that came shortly after ordination in 79. Or 78. I was 79.
Right, right.
And I started losing track of time. How did that idea to begin the Chicago Legal Clinic happen with you?
Well, actually, the roots of that go back a little bit further. Ray mentioned that the campaign started in 1970. I graduated from high school that year and began a college seminary at Niles. And it was in 1971 that the Synod of bishops from around the world, gathered in Rome, and they issued a document called Justice in the World. And that document had a quote in it that was very significant in my formation at the time. And let me just quote it. It's, "Action on behalf of justice and participation in the transformation of the world is a constitutive dimension of preaching the gospel."
Say that again. That's a great line. Say that again.
"Action on behalf of justice and participation in the transformation of the world is a constitutive dimension of preaching the gospel." Now, that there's a lot in that one sentence.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, action on behalf of justice. And so I believed in social justice, but I didn't want to just talk about it. I want to actually do something. It's a constitutive dimension, means that it's something that we put our primary attention on, not just something we do in our spare time. And it's part of preaching the gospel. So if we're going to be serious about ministry, working on behalf of justice has to be part of that. So that was kind of what motivated me. I thought when I was in the seminary that I wanted to do something on behalf of justice, and didn't know exactly what that would be, and then got the idea to go to law school and get a law degree, as I call it, a tool for ministry. And from that eventually came going to DePaul Law School, where I met Ed Grossman, and Ed and I then co-founded the Chicago Legal Clinic in 1981.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk some more. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 9:09 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online, at your parish church during our subscription drive, or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Come enjoy more than 250 wines from around the world at Catholic Charities' 9th Annual Divine Affair on January 31st at the Union League Club in Chicago. Catholic Charities hosts this annual event to benefit its self-sufficiency programs for poor families. Tickets cost $100 and include wine tasting and appreciation seminars and a silent auction. A special reduced rate will be offered to designated drivers. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/DVINE or call 312-655-7912 for details.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is exactly 9:11 on this Friday morning in Chicago. And Wayne, we didn't talk about the Bears.
No, I know, and our guests are all disappointed too, because I trailed you in today this morning, and Guy, is it the security guy downstairs? I said, "Is the boss here yet?" And he said, "Oh yes." He said, "We've already discussed the Bears Eagles game on Sunday."
Oh yeah, and I hope the Bears show up.
We should talk about the Blackhawks, though. They won 7-1.
7-1 against Calgary, and wow. They're looking great. They are
a dynamite team this year.
Dynamite, in fact.
Who needs ESPN when you have Relevant Radio?
At 9:50 a.m., and in fact, Tom and I could do our own sports show, because we're also both diehard Chicago White Sox fans.
That's right.
And but we get back to the topic here. We are talking about the Catholic Campaign for Human Development and a huge, important collection happening in the Archdiocese of Chicago and nationwide for the campaign. And this has been going on for almost 40 years, going back to 1970. And the funds raised have produced tremendous effects nationwide. And it's a very important collection. We'll be at St. Mary of the Woods.
Ed, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the Chicago Legal Clinic is an applicant this year for the first time for CCHD funding. Tell us a little bit about the work of the clinic as it relates to the mission of the campaign.
Thank you. The mission of the Chicago Legal Clinic is to provide legal services to those who cannot afford a private attorney. Most people do not know, but the average cost of a private attorney is in excess of $250 an hour. So the vast majority of people are essentially shut out from the legal system. Thus, we've tried to put together, through a variety of modes of service, legal services that can be affordable, that can be accessible. So we have some neighborhood offices. Our main office is still in Southeast Chicago today. We have an office in the Austin community. We have an office in the Pilsen community, and we have a downtown office. We also run some court programs for the Cook County court system. We operate an advice desk for the Chancery Division, which is the foreclosures, where those occur.
I bet you've seen an uptick in that, huh?
Well, it went from 1,800 and some odd our first year of operating the desk about 5 years ago to over 6,100 this year.
Wow.
And we also operate the Expedited Child Support and Paternity Division Advice Desk for the court system. And we also have attorneys who do pro bono, take pro bono referrals from the Municipal Advice Desk, which is operated by another group, Carpels. They refer to our attorneys, and then we provide substantive pro bono representation.
And I think where all this relates to the mission of Campaign for Human Development is that the campaign, as I understand it, really tries to break the cycle of poverty. So it's not just a matter of helping the poor, as important as that is, and the church does a lot of that, you know, providing food for the hungry, housing for the homeless. But the campaign's focus from the beginning has always been to break the cycle of poverty. And legal services is a way that, you know, we work with people who are enmeshed in legal problems. And when you're stuck and tied up in those legal problems, it's hard to move on with your life. And so if we can solve those problems for them, whether that's a mortgage foreclosure or debt relief, whatever it is that is really hampering them, we can get them to move on with their lives.
Veronica Avila from the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Chicago. You have been an organization that has been funded by the Catholic Campaign for Human Development now for a number of years. Tell us about what your group does.
Well, we've actually been funded. This is our first year with funding from CCHD, and we are a restaurant worker center. And we actually got started in New York after the 9/11 tragedies. We were a center for the displaced workers of the restaurant Windows on the World. Here in Chicago, we've existed for a year, and we're really focused on making the restaurant industry the great industry that it could be. It's the largest private sector employer here in the city, and we do a number of things. We provide free industry training for our members, so a lot of times people get quote-unquote stuck in back-of-the-house positions there for a number of years without moving up in the industry. So we provide free fine dining front of the house that teaches them the skills that they need to get into these living wage jobs, and we also, move employers that are not in compliance with the law, and we just try to make this a living wage industry, because not most people know that restaurant jobs are career jobs. There are 250,000 people that work in the restaurant industry in the Chicagoland area, and a majority of those jobs are not living wage jobs. And a lot of our members are, still on welfare services despite having full-time jobs.
And especially in Chicago of late, I would imagine that the demand for the services that you do is also on the upcrease.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. I can't tell you the number of people that apply for our industry trainings that have been laid off from, again, quote-unquote professional jobs that want to break into these, what they would assume are fast money-making jobs. So we definitely try to work with people that are in the industry to have some sort of career ladder.
So, Veronica, there's 250,000 people in Chicago who are connected with the restaurant industry.
Yep, 250,000 people. It's the largest private sector employer.
You think
about it,
you go to a restaurant, you don't realize, and you start adding it up, how many people are affected in terms of having a job or losing a job. One thing I want to get back with you, Ray, and something that Bishop Aprak had mentioned, is when we're dealing with CCHD, we are not dealing specifically with distributive justice. Distributive justice means, you know, we have a food drive. We raise money to buy clothing. So CCHD really tries to break the poverty of the cycle of poverty, and so it's not distributive justice, but it goes way beyond that. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, poverty can present itself in so many different ways that we have to respond to it accordingly, and especially as Catholic, it's not just a material poverty that we have to respond to, but as well a spiritual and a moral one. And we are called to social justice in the church.
You, Ray, have funded in this recent cycle about 20 different organizations, 21 groups and organizations. How do you start to prioritize all those needs with, I would imagine, a limited amount of resources?
The applicants go through the process. We do have an advisory committee that we do site visits to the organizations, see if they really truly are going to address poverty and help people make as a positive a change in as short a time as possible.
We're talking about the upcoming collection this weekend in all of the parishes throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago for the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. It's 9:18 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Jeffrey Rosen, Dean of the School of Continuing and Professional Education at Loyola University, will speak at Holy Name Cathedral on Wednesday evening, November 18th.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has strived to improve the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Throughout Cook and Lake County, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe, help the homeless and the elderly, and defend the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. Break the cycle of poverty. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Help unwrap the spirit this holiday season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to join us in helping children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or volunteering with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Savitz, along with Wayne Majors, who is Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408, and time is almost 921 on this beautiful Friday morning in Chicago. And our guest, Ray Flores, Bishop Tom Papraki, Veronica Avila, and Ed Grossman. And we're all talking about the upcoming collection for the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, which takes place this weekend, and talking with regarding the Chicago Legal Clinic and the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Chicago. Ed, regarding the Chicago Legal Clinic, give us a story.
The Legal Clinic has a number of programs that help specifically vulnerable populations. One of those populations consists of ex-offenders. So we have an ex-offender advocacy program, and one of our attorneys, Margie Nielsen, represented person after person seeking to get their record sealed or expunged to give them a new chance in life for housing, to make sure they can pay their child support and do the things people need to do to move on with their lives. And the Illinois State Police had a policy, of not responding properly to court orders of sealing one's record. So they were, in a sense, preventing people from getting employment and moving ahead with their lives. Through the efforts of Margie and in coalition with a couple of other attorneys, we were able to get the Illinois State Police to start obeying the court decrees, which affect over 8,000 people in the state of Illinois who can now move ahead with their lives, who can now get jobs, can participate fully in society.
Veronica, if I could just mention that a lot of our clients that have come to the Chicago Legal Clinic by referrals from their parish priests in their parishes, because they've known of this program through me, and in fact, many of our attorneys as well. We have attorneys on staff, but we also have a panel of volunteer attorneys. And years ago, I did some recruiting through our parishes. The pastors were very helpful with that. So we've, over the years, had a very strong connection with our Catholic parishes and our pastors.
That is, Mara's a great story.
Veronica, you deal with a wide array of workers in the restaurant industry throughout Chicago. Tell us a story about how your work has touched someone's life.
Well, we have a member named Jasmine, and this personifies exactly what we're trying to do, who worked at a small cafe in the back as a prep cook, worked over 40 hours, barely making ends meet. She's a single mother who helps support her mother and her little sister. And she came to us. She became a member. She took both of our training classes, so she learned the skills that she needs to move into a position in the front of the house, which is where the living wage is. And she really realized that I am going to make a career out of working at a restaurant. This is a career job. I'm going to break through some of the structural barriers. And she did. She took these classes, and now she's working not only at a hotel, but also part-time at a prominent catering company. And she is able to make ends meet. She's not only supporting her and her son, but helping support her mother and her little sister, and is going back to school to move up in the industry, and is also helping put her little sister through school. So it was CCHD that initially invested in her and made this possible.
Bishop Papraki, these are the stories that really resonate and make one feel really good about supporting the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, and it's oftentimes difficult to get this stories through when the collection plate is going on or amidst the busy lives that we own. Would you say that continues to be a challenge? I mean, we have so many good works going on in community organizations throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago, and so much need out there. The dimension of the human touch, the advancement of social justice will continue to be a challenge for us, right?
Well, yes, definitely. I mean, Jesus said the poor will always be with you, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything about it. That means that we need to continue to work and address these issues. But telling these stories is very important because people need to hear more than just the theory. The theory of justice is very important to begin with, but then to hear the stories. And ironically, in a way, those who are involved in these kinds of programs often don't like to call attention to themselves. You know, we have very generous and dedicated people who are helping with this, and they're very humble too. But I think it is good to tell the stories, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity to do that.
Well, I think the stories, they put flesh onto the whole thing in terms of it's not out there, like you say, Tom, in theory. But you start story after story how an individual or groups have been touched, then all of a sudden it's the gift, the donation being put into action. Ray, jump in.
Well, basically, for anyone that's been reading the internet and the innuendo and the rumors and the offensive remarks about CCHD and thinking of not putting anything in the collection, needs to educate themselves, and we need to do a better job to educate people about social justice and our obligation to it as Catholics. And it would be a shame that some of these people can suffer if someone's just simply going to put an acorn or a coupon in the basket. I mean, that's immoral.
The thing is now, Bishop Papaki, what's been the support level of the bishops throughout the United States regarding CCHD?
Well, this is a project of the bishops, and I just got back from Baltimore, where we concluded the meetings that we were having this past week of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And on our agenda, we had a report by Bishop Roger Morin, the bishop of Biloxi, Mississippi, which also suffered very great damage during and after Hurricane Katrina. But he's the national chairman of the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. He gave us a report on the status of the campaign, as well as how they have responded to some of these controversies that you referred to earlier. The review they do of organizations when they get a report of something that is not in line with our moral principles, and then take the steps necessary to defund a program if the need is in that area. And then we are also continuing a conversation. We're going to continue to look at the very underlying philosophy of the Catholic campaign to see to make sure that we're doing this the right way to really address these issues of breaking the cycle of poverty.
I would say out of all the collections we do in the Catholic Church, CCHD ranks right up there with any of them. I mean, we're going on almost now 40 years, and I know that, and Ray, you'd have a better feel for this, that when it comes to this collection, even in a tough economy, people are generous. Am I right?
That's correct. It just seems, I'm not sure what the facts are, but I heard that during the Great Depression, charitable donations really increased because I think people see the stories right in front of their face, and it inspires them into action, and I think that's what we need to do today especially.
The collection throughout the Archdiocese for the Catholic Campaign for Human Development will take place this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It is a wonderful way to touch a number of organizations throughout the community and the diversity of Chicago that really advance the work of the Lord. We want to certainly, Ray, thank you for your good work. You're going to stay with us for the next portion of the show. Bishop Tom Papaki and Ed Grossman from the Chicago Legal Clinic, continued success and good wishes in your work.
Thank you.
And also Veronica Avila with the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Chicago. Thanks for being with us, and keep it up. You're doing a great job.
God bless.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. You're listening to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. We'll be right back.
Would you like to support bringing in Jason Evert and other dynamic chastity programs that reach about 25,000 teens and young adults locally every year? Would you like to hear an internationally renowned leader from the Vatican discuss how U.S. policies on abortion and contraception are impacting Africa and the world? On Sunday, November 22nd, the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago is honored to welcome Cardinal Francis Arinze of Nigeria, the Vatican's Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. Come hear this tremendous leader of the Church and our beloved Cardinal Francis George at the Educating Minds Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative. To reserve your seats to hear Cardinal Arinze, call the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or go to our website, respectlifechicago.org. Join us on Sunday, November 22nd for a great evening for a great cause.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with co-host Wayne Magyars, Vice President and Chief of Staff, Loyola University. I really like your title, Wayne.
I can tell because you use it all the time.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds pretty good. And we're talking about the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, the collection that takes place in all the parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago this week, and a very, very important collection. And we have some new guests in the studio for the last half hour. We have Sue Barrett from Aid for Women. Sue will talk about how Aid for Women and CCHD are looking to collaborate on pro-life efforts in low-income communities. And John McNabola from St. Mary Services, an adoption service that helps low-income women choose adoption for their babies instead of abortion. And again with us for the last half hour, backed by popular demand, Ray Flores, the CCHD Director for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
And in some ways, both Sue and John's work represents not a new direction, but an expanded direction for the CCHD and the types of programs that it funds, focused on family, focused on development of the individual and the full life cycle. And let's start with Sue, Aid for Women, collaborating on pro-life efforts in low-income communities. Tell us a little bit about the work that your group does.
Sure. Aid for Women was founded in 1978, and we're a pro-life pregnancy resource center. We offer our clients free pregnancy tests, free ultrasound exams, and counseling.
Okay. And how have you seen over the years, now you've been associated with Aid for Women now for how long, Sue?
I've been involved with Aid for Women for about 5 years now.
Okay. And has the demand for the services that your organization provided increased over the number of years? Have you seen a different type of demand come to your doors?
Yeah, and especially this year, our client numbers are up about 20%. So we are continuing to reach out to more and more women in unplanned and difficult pregnancy situations.
John, how about St. Mary's Services? Tell us what you do.
Oh, I'm very proud to be here on behalf of St. Mary's Services. We are a faith-based organization, 120 years old, and we provide counseling and support to women, children, and families in Chicago and the state of Illinois. Being November and National Adoption Awareness Month, I'm especially grateful to be here to talk about the positive option of adoption and how, as a director as well as an adoptive parent, I feel it's so important to spread this message of adoption as a positive option.
Now, John, how long have you been involved with St. Mary's Services?
Well, my two daughters are 9 and 5 years old, so I discovered St. Mary's after sort of a tumultuous experience with a private adoption that never went through. And by linking up with St. Mary's, I was so fortunate to adopt my two children. And along with other adoptive parents, are very proud of the work that we do at St. Mary's.
And now, again, as Wayne mentioned earlier, Ray, how does the work with Sue and John expand the work of CCHD?
Well, in the new encyclical Pope Benedict the 16th wrote, Caritas in Veritate, he talks about true human development involving both body and soul. And I think that's what's inspiring our new expanded direction for the CCHD.
And this expanded direction, and Sue and John are examples of the need. But clearly, it's multidimensional. Clearly, folks who come for assistance, for example, to Aid for Women who are struggling with issues related to pregnancy and income issues that have, in many cases, they live with for a number of years. There's a lot more going on there than just that, right, Sue? They come to you with a specific need based on what you can help them with, but I would suspect that you probably also lean on other organizations in the community to give them additional support. Is that right?
Yes, we work with other organizations. We're an affiliate of Catholic Charities, so we work very closely with them, and particularly with some of our clients who are in need of very intense counseling services. But as Ray and I were talking, you know, there's different kinds of poverty. There's economic poverty, there's emotional poverty, and there's also spiritual poverty. And we try and address all of those things. Often with emotional poverty, people are in very difficult relationships, and they're just not getting the support of their family or their boyfriend, and we try and help.
I think, Sue, you really hit on an important topic. See, when we think of helping the poor, we always think in terms of the economy, you know, so a financial aspect. But when you talk about a spiritual and emotional poverty, we sometimes forget how that's connected with the whole CCHD because you're dealing with the whole person. And one thing I always say, this is important. A lot of times people have said to me, you know, Father, I'm struggling with my faith. I'm doubting God. I'm hurting. And I've always said we cannot separate our life from our faith life. What does that mean? When things are going very well and the money's coming in and the marriage is going well, et cetera, et cetera, usually our faith is rather strong. But in times of crisis, in times of loss, in times of tragedy, in times of death, all of a sudden we say, where is God? Why me? And one thing I've also learned to say is that always, always when something happens tragically in our life, we'll sometimes say to God, why me? How come when something great happens to us, we don't say, why me? Always in times of hardship and hard times, tough times, we'll say, God, why me? But the reverse can also be said, and that is, when things are going well, I think we need to sometimes say in a very humble way, God, why me? So we talk about the financial aspect, the emotional aspect, the spiritual aspect. Those are all poverties. And the work of CCHD, of course, can't do everything, but begin touching upon it. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is 9:39 on this Friday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majors, and our guests, Ray Flores, Sue Barrett, and John McNabola. We'll be back after a break, 312-255-8408.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Sister Rosemary Conley celebrates her 40th year at the helm of Misericordia. We'll visit with Sister Rosemary and witness the wonderful work being done at Misericordia for people with disabilities. And we'll talk with Cardinal George about his new book, The Difference God Makes, A Catholic Vision of Faith, Communion, and Culture.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m., 9:42 in the morning. We're putting a face on the Catholic Campaign for Human Development today. The collection takes place this weekend at the parishes throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. And your support is not only critical, but hopefully in the last 40 minutes and for the next 20, we'll put a dimension on the need throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago that that maybe one can't appreciate by just reading a press release or knowing that the collection is coming this weekend. Ray Flores is the director for the CCHD here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Sue Baird is with us from Aid for Women, which is an organization that is an applicant for CCHD funds, and also John McNabola from St. Mary's Services, which is an adoption service that helps low-income women choose adoption. And John, tell us about what you do at St. Mary's. Adoption is oftentimes misunderstood. It's oftentimes perceived by the general population as a long, arduous process that could end in pain and anguish, but it doesn't have to be that way, right?
Correct. And at St. Mary's, we have a community outreach program that it works to dispel many of the myths surrounding adoption and help crisis pregnancy centers, hospitals, and schools with in-staff trainings to address adoption as a positive option.
John, let me just interrupt here. What are some of the myths surrounding adoption that
I guess,
are the most asked or most feared or that you just receive
well,
often?
The Baby Richard case that happened a number of years ago really sparked a lot of interest and curiosity over the possibility of a birth parent coming back to reclaim a child. and one of the best the silver lining of the Baby Richard case was that it enacted legislation that really prevents that from happening. So going through a licensed agency such as St. Mary's Services and being sure that all the right steps are taken with relinquishment, that is not a possibility. Other myths are certain modern adoptions, there's more openness involved, and many adoptive families, including myself, were concerned about how uncomfortable and how awkward that might potentially be. But in most cases, adoptive families work out an acceptable arrangement, and St. Mary's, in our situation, we provide, facilitate communication in a safe, healthy way for all of
them. How long can the process take, John, for you're working with an individual, a family, for adoption?
It can be very, very unpredictable. Often we say between a year and 2 years is typical for a married couple to wait to be placed with a child, but oftentimes it happens much quicker and much to the surprise of adoptive families.
You know, before we ask Sue a question here, Ray, just struck me. All the applicants that come to CCHD, about how many applicants have approached you and how many will be actual recipients?
Well, what we're looking at is also the new expanded direction is not quantity, rather quality of programs. We're not in a rush to just throw money at anything. We want to be very careful and very stringent on how we review each application, that it will truly have a Catholic effect of loving body and soul, as Pope Benedict's encyclical teaches us.
But let me just ask this also question, that is, I always like numbers, and that is, in our radio program during this 1 hour today, we have had four groups represented from the Chicago Legal Clinic, the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Chicago, this half hour, Aid for Women, St. Mary Services. That's just to name four. In the Archdiocese of Chicago, how many groups are there like that? Are we talking 20, 50, 100, 150? How many out there?
Traditionally, it's been an average of about 20. And that's something that I'm, if we get 20 good groups and we get a great collection, maybe we'll stick to that. Otherwise, we have to see what kind of collection we have, and we hope that everybody, contributes.
Sue, I want to ask you, as an applicant for the first time for CCHD support in your organization, tell us about what you hope to be able to accomplish with the funding and support of CCHD.
Sure. Well, the largest expense that we have really is our advertising. It's quite costly to be out there advertising in the Yellow Book and on the Internet and on the CTA train platforms. So we're looking to partner with CCHD for our CTA ad campaign, and that consists of a couple dozen 4x5-foot posters that hang at the CTA platforms, and the goal is just to reach out to more and more women who are finding themselves in difficult pregnancies.
And in addition to CCHD funds, you probably solicit private funds as well and donations directly to your organization?
Yeah, we get our funds from the generosity of various foundations, parishes, and individuals.
John, how about you? At St. Mary's, this is uncharted waters with the connection with CCHD. What do you hope to be able to accomplish with support from CCHD?
Well, we pride ourselves in the close relationship we form with our clients, and we provide them financial assistance whenever possible. But given our financial needs, we rely on outside support from individuals and organizations. We have embarked on a very successful marketing campaign, had tremendous results from a television ad campaign earlier this year, and with our partnership with CCHD, I think we can continue this campaign and make a tremendous impact on raising awareness of adoption.
You're listening to a Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Madger. We're talking about this weekend's important Catholic Campaign for Human Development collection. We have with us in studio Ray Flores, Sue Barrett, and John McNabola. 312-255-8408. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has invested in the human spirit, improving the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is designed to help people who are usually poor to figure out, with a little bit of help, how they can help themselves, and in that way to break the cycle of poverty.
From the far northern reaches of Lake County to the southeast side of Chicago, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe and out of gangs, help the homeless get back on their feet, care for the elderly, and protect the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. The need is great. Your help is critical. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is committed to battling the root causes of poverty through faith and through action. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to the program, 9:51 in the morning, talking about the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. And as you heard in the last break, a campaign that is not only very important to the Archdiocese of Chicago and what it does, but one certainly that is strongly supported by Cardinal George. And a line the Cardinal used, certainly, Ray, which I think resonates, and we haven't said it deliberately here, but one that I think is worth repeating, is that it's really an opportunity for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago to support programs that help people help themselves. That this is not about the distributing money for handouts that it essentially to needy individuals or needy programs to continue the need, but rather to really provide services and opportunities for individuals to become more self-sufficient and more independent, right?
That's correct. And we don't want to just write a check out. We want to be there to help non-traditionally funded groups develop their way of addressing poverty in their own way, how to think outside the box as they've traditionally helped people and develop their programs.
And that's how you break the cycle of poverty, help people help themselves, which is so important. But I'm not trying to knock distributive justice. We need programs that help directly to the poor, you know, with clothing, with food, with money. But CCHD goes way beyond that. Ray, a question that is, we hear so much and much too often violence in the city, violence in the suburbs. How directly does CCHD help break the cycle of violence?
Well, like poverty, violence comes in many forms. We see a lot of violence in low-income communities. Kids can't even get to school safely. So there are some programs that we have funded in the past that encourage kids to participate in anything from sports activities, theater groups. We have one in the South Side that's currently funded. And we're also looking at an organization up north where they will be addressing domestic violence education in low-income communities.
Sue Barrett, how important is education in the folks that you work with who come to Aid for Women for help? You know, we've often looked at a variety of social problems, and inevitably we get back to it's all about education. It's all about teaching individuals early on in their life about X, about Y, about Z. You see a lot of that in the work that you do with your constituents?
Yeah, we are trying to get out and speak at a lot of the high schools and just to try and reach out to these young women before they get pregnant and to try and teach them about living a healthy lifestyle. And we're trying to to prevent that. And then, of course, you know, education, once they come to us and they're pregnant, and education is very important in our counseling. We educate them on fetal development, about on the risks of the abortion procedure. And if they happen to have a negative pregnancy test, we educate them on abstinence.
Mm-hmm. And Sue, in the work you've done, I know there are probably many, many stories that you could share, but does any one particular story stand out in your mind?
Well, gosh, there's so many over the years. But, you know, I'm thinking of a young woman who just everybody was telling her, oh, no, you should have an abortion. You know, her family, she couldn't talk to her family about it. And she came to us actually looking for an abortion. And, you know, right away she met with the counselor. And it's very interesting how the counseling is, because you see someone come into the office and it's really the worst day of their life, you know, and over the course of a half hour or an hour, they walk out and they're, you know, grinning ear to ear. And it's just an amazing transformation.
So you offer hope and you offer possibilities mm-hmm. that do not speak of abortion, but other outlets to have that child, but able to then assist and work with that woman from that moment until the baby's born.
Right. And then as part of our mentoring program, we continue to work with them and, you know, to have them keep that hope. And not only that, though, is to develop a plan for their future and for their family.
And John, if someone wanted to learn more about St. Mary's Services, give us a phone number they could call.
Oh, it's 888-ST-MARY'S. And then we also have a tremendous website that we recently launched, and that's stmaryservices.com.
Okay, give both again. The phone number?
888-ST-MARY'S. Mm-hmm. And www.stmaryservices.com.
And again, if someone wanted to even make a gift to your group, they could call that same number.
Correct, and on the website as well.
And how about, Sue, a phone number to learn more on a web?
Sure, our phone number is 312-621-1101.
The number once again.
312-621-1101.
And a web?
And we actually have two websites, one's for clients, and that's www.aidforwomen.org. And the website for donors and volunteers is www.helpaidforwomen.org.
Ray, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but tell us a little bit about how CCHD decides what funding goes to what group and how much each group gets.
Well, traditionally, groups on their first year funding get anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 grants. Last year's collection, we took in about $837,000 in one weekend alone.
And that was in a bad economy.
In a bad economy, that's correct.
That's tremendous, Ray.
So it just goes to show the generosity of our parishioners in the Archdiocese, and that's great. And we're grateful. We thank God for that. And it depends, like I said, anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 on first year grants, but they can go up to about $40,000, depending on the needs of the organization. And again, like I said, we're going to stress on quality and quantity. Hopefully, we'll have such a successful collection we can do both.
And the grants have to be applied for every year, right?
Correct.
Okay, so they're not automatically renewed once you're in the grant program.
Now, Ray, you have been in the position now for 3.5 months. What has surprised you most as the new director of CCHD?
What surprised me the most is the great support we've gotten from some of the new groups that we've approached about helping them out. And it's not so much surprising as it is gratifying.
I think it's marvelous. Well, we wanted to thank in a very special way our guest, and again, the annual parish collection for the Catholic Campaign for Human Development takes place in every parish in the Archdiocese of Chicago this weekend, and it's usually it's a separate second collection.
And there's also a CCHD website too, right? It's linked off the Archdiocesan page.
And what is that, Ray?
If you go to archchicago.org, on the right-hand side there's a banner. It says Catholic Campaign for Human Development, and we're looking also for online donations. We're not just going to we're going to take advantage of technology.
And I think many people feel most comfortable with that technology to give that way. And so I want to thank very much Ray Flores, the new director of CCHD for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Also want to thank for being in the studio Sue Barrett from Aid for Women and John McNabola from St. Mary Services for being with us here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950. Ray, one last comment.
If people want to actively participate, not just criticize us, I'd invite them to at 312-534-3690.
The number once again.
312-534-3690. Join us.
And I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars. Special thank you to our producer, Jim Dish, engineer, Michael May, for great work again. To our listeners, God bless and have a wonderful weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.